After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Maharaj is like the sun, and I'm just a fruit hanging on a tree, and I ripen at my own rate according to the way the sun shines on me and my own karmas. So it's up to him to keep my heart open, and it's up to me to try to keep remembering him.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas's podcast, please go to beherenownetwork.com/KD.
Jayanti Mangala Kali Bhadra Kali Kapalini Durga Shama Shiva Datri Swaha Swadha Namostute Jayatvam Devi Shamande Jaya Bhutarthi Harini Jaya Sarvagate Devi Kalaratri Namostute Madhukaitab Vidravi Dhatri Virade Namaha Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Visho Jehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Visho Jehi Vishasura Niranashi Bhaktanam Sukade Namaha Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Yasho Dvisho Dehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Shambhasya eva Shambhasya Dhumrakshasya cha mardini Rupam dehi Jayam dehi Yasho dehi Dvisho dehi Rupam Atibya sarvadha bhaktya chandike duritapahe rupam dehi jayam dehi yasho dehi twisho dehi rupam dehi jayam dehi yasho dehi twisho Desobhagyam arogyam dehi me paramasuyam rupam dehi jayam dehi yasho dehi yasho dehi rupam dehi jayam dehi yasho dehi yasho dehi dehi devi kalyanam dehi param shriyam rupam dehi jayam dehi yasho dehi yasho dehi rupam Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Twisho Dehi Drani Pati Sadbhava Pujite Parameshwari Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Tisho Dehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Tisho Dehi Patni Manorama Dehi Novratanu Sarini Tarinim Durga Samsara Sagarasya Kulopava Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Twisho Dehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Twisho Dehi I wanna know what love is Want you to show me I wanna feel what love is No, you can show me I want to know what love is. I want you to show. I want to feel what love is. No, you can show me. Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi. Yasho Dehi Twisho Dehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Twisho Dehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Twisho Dehi Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi I wanna know what love is Want you to show me I want to feel what love is. No, you can't show me. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. No, you can't show me. Upon day, child day, your shoulder, to your shoulder. Upon day, child day, your shoulder, to your shoulder. Upon day, child day, your shoulder.
Okay, let's take some questions. Krishna Das, your version of Om Namah Shivaya is different, is a different tune from the one I learned at an ashram. So I was wondering, are chants universal in the tune and chant? Are they stories or names of God? What are they? That's a lot of questions. Yes, these are the names of God, Om Namah Shivaya. Everything I sing pretty much has to do with the name, the mantras that are the names of the divine, the sacred. The chants are not necessarily universal in tune because I'm from Long Island, so I sing like I'm from Long Island. I don't sing like I'm from New Delhi or Mumbai or Chennai or somewhere, you know. I sing like I'm from Long Island. But the chants themselves, the names are universal. The tunes can be different. The music doesn't make much difference other than to suck you in to remembering to chant the name. And these are not stories. What I just sang before this were mantras to the goddess, Durga. And they weren't stories, but they're descriptions of the goddess. Let's see if I can. I may not even be able to know the meanings of most of them. Yeah, so the phrase that we sang over and over, Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Yasho Dehi, Dvisho Jehi, it means Rupam Dehi, give me your form, make me one with you. Rupam Dehi Jayam, give me victory, give me, may I be victorious over negative energy, over, in the mythology, in the stories, the myths, which are not necessarily untrue, but in the stories, the goddess is empowered by all the gods. All the gods give her their weapons, and she manifests herself with 10 arms and goes out and fights the demons and destroys the negativity. Upam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yashor, give me auspiciousness, everything that is good. And Duisho Jehi, basically that means destroy all jealousy and envy, I think is what it really comes down to. Things that destroy the heart, that ruin your peace of mind. But I'm not entirely sure about that. So all those mantras are different forms that describe different forms of the goddess. For instance, Om Jayanti Mangala Kali. Victory to you, O glorious, blessed goddess Kali, the auspicious Kali, the one with the mala of skulls. Durga Kshama Shiva Dhatri. O Durga, the patient one, the good one, the bestower of goodness. And Swaha Swadha are the mantras of offering into the fire. Namostute, I bow to you. So these are mantras that describe aspects of the deity. But the names specifically don't really necessarily describe qualities. They're more about zooming right in on the essence of those beings, the great beings. I hope that's relatively unclear. Krishna, do you feel that your love for Maharaji has increased more now than when he was in the body? My father was blessed to be in his company and said Maharaji behaved like a normal human being and did not let people reveal his miracles. I feel my father is now more attached to Maharaji and we feel the same. Well, yeah, that's very true. Maharaji did not let people talk about him or write about him. You could talk about him, of course, but he didn't let anything be published about himself. He didn't want publicity. He didn't need publicity. He just did what he had to do. He's the one who brought people to him, and then he sent them away when they were finished with, when he was finished doing what he had to do. And he didn't need you to be there physically to help you and bless you. And for the most part, he looked like he behaved like a normal human being, but the closer you looked, there was nothing very normal. Although he ate, walked around and talked, but he knew everything. And he showed you that he did. And he managed to find ways to open your heart. The real magic was the love. And normal human beings can't do that the same way. So, and yes, I do feel that my relationship with him has deepened more now than, I suppose you could say, then when I was with him physically, but that implies, like, I think I'm making it deeper, which is not the case. Maharaj is like the sun, and I'm just a fruit hanging on a tree, and I ripen at my own rate according to the way the sun shines on me and my own karmas. So it's up to him to keep my heart open. And it's up to me to try to keep remembering him. Oh, next question. How would I translate Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi? I just did that. There is such a thing, yes. Is there such a thing as animal sacrifice to Kali in India? Yes, there is. And these days, I don't believe it's as prevalent as it was in the old days. And this is based on a very tamasic understanding of things and a very tamasic relationship with the divine. You know, Maharaji made a temple to the goddess Durga inside this temple compound. And up in the hills, Kali is worshipped much more than Durga. So somebody said to him, why didn't you make a temple to Kali? And he said, these miserable people around here will be dragging their goats in and slitting their throats here in the temple, and he didn't want that. So it's part of a long ancient culture's way of worshiping. And even though we don't believe in that at this point in our lives, there's a lot of places in the world that believe differently than we do. And they do all kinds of rituals and all kinds of celebrations and all kinds of sacrifices that we would not consider proper. The temple in Kenchi, the Durga temple in Kenchi is to the form of the goddess, which is called Vaishnavi Devi, the Shakti of Vishnu. See, Kali and Durga are considered to be the manifest Shaktis of Shiva. And that's where you get into, where you can get into those lower forms of sacrifice. For the Shakti of Vishnu, they say you can't even crack a coconut inside the temple because she takes no sacrifices like that. It's a much more sattvic, harmonious, open, loving reality and relationship. I am afraid to go to sleep because I don't want to lose my awareness. Every morning I wake up with the blinders on. I struggle with plugging in after sleeping. How can I overcome this? Your fear is not fear of losing your awareness. You can't lose your awareness. Not now, not ever. Awareness is actually who you are. Awareness is who we are. It's our true nature, consciousness, being, awareness. Whatever you're calling awareness is egoistic fixation on external things. When you go to sleep, technically you're not aware of the outside world. But when you wake up, the outside world is still there. That doesn't mean you had no awareness when you were sleeping. It just means that the awareness was deeper than you were aware of. Because the ego can never be aware of the deeper presence. So I would simply relax. And your fear of sleep, I don't think it has to do with anything spiritual. I think it's some kind of other issue that you have going on, and I certainly am not qualified to talk about that because I don't know. But awareness doesn't go anywhere. You're always here, whether you're awake or asleep. And the deepest samadhis or the deepest recognition of awareness, you can actually maintain that awareness when you are asleep, because it's just the body that goes to sleep. But because we're identified with our body and our senses, when the body shuts down, we think we've lost awareness, where the ego has. But the soul is always aware. So if you're worried about that, just find your soul and you'll be fine. But like I said, I think there's other stuff going on there. Awareness doesn't go anywhere, and you can't lose it even if you tried. If Maharaji didn't want anyone to write about him, why did Be Here Now happen? Well, it happened because one day on Ram Dass's first visit to India, when he was staying in the temple, one of Maharaji's devotees came to him and told him, Maharaji sends blessings for your book. Ram Dass didn't even know what he was talking about. What book, you know? So when he came back to America, he tried to write a book, and it was terrible. And he gave up. And then he started traveling and giving lectures. And these lectures were recorded. And just so happened, one of the people who used to come to the lectures, a wonderful friend of ours, Lillian North, had been a court stenographer. So she transcribed all the lectures, made a huge document, and it just happened by itself, actually. And that was the book, Be Here Now, the book that played a huge part in opening up the hearts of many, many people in the world. Millions of copies have been sold. Millions of copies. What did Neem Karoli Baba teach about meditation and prayer, how to, importance, or did he only encourage devotional chanting? Well, one time, many years after Maharaji left the body, I was at the temple, and I was sitting with Siddhi Ma, his great devotee, and I asked her just that question. I said, Ma, should I meditate or should I chant? So she said, what do you like to do? Oh, duh. Well, I like to chant. Then? But she said something else after that. She said that Maharaji, she said, Krishnadas, in 40 years with Maharaji, not once did he ask me to meditate. In other words, to try to do some practice to attain a deeper spiritual awareness or a trance or a samadhi or something like that. Not once did he ask me to meditate. He asked me to do japa, to repeat the name, but he never asked me to meditate. And he said that the deeper states of consciousness cannot be brought about by your egoistic will. Okay, I'm going to do this. He said, you can't do it that way. He said, they will arise naturally as the heart is purified. And for the heart, for purification of the heart, he asked us to repeat the names of God, to sing or chant or quietly do japa. Now, japa is, technically it is meditation, but it's not what I was thinking about, nor is it what you are thinking about. But it is a very powerful practice that prepares us for deeper states of consciousness that will arise naturally as we are ready for them. That's what he said. So I don't know, I have no comment on that other than that's what he said. That's it. No more questions. A couple of these questions are not appropriate for this time this time frame.
Okay.
No more questions. We'll sing more. I'm having some technical issues tonight. I hope it sounds okay. I think Mercury is in retrograde, so things are breaking and changing and have to be reorganized and here with all the technical stuff. So, but I hope it sounds okay. That mantra to Hanuman. Om Hum Hanumate Hanumate Namah Namaha. Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Let's all sing this together. Om Hum Hanumate.
Om Hum Hanumate Namaha.
Namate Nama Om Anumate Om Anumate Om Anumate Nama Anumate Namaha Om Anumate Namaha Om Anumate Om Anumate Namaste. Namaha. Om Hum Anumate. Namaha. Shri Guru Charan Saroja Raja Nijamam Parasudhai Balano Raghubhara Bimala Jasu Chodaya Kupala Chai Buddhihin Tanujanike Sumeram Pavanakuma Balabuddhi Vidya Dehumohi Ardu Kalis Bikar Syavara Ramachand Jesharanam Jaya Hanuman Jnana Gunasar Sati Hon Loka Uja Ramadukta Tirlita Baladhan Anjani Putra Pan Sutana Mahavira Bikram Bajarangi Kumati Nevar Sumati Kesan Kanchano Varana Viraja Subesa Kanan Kundala Kanchita Kesa At Bhaja Purutvaja Bira Kande Munja Jane Osa Shankara Suvana Kesari Nan Eja Pratapa Mahajagavan Vidyavana Guni Ati chato ram kaja karibe ko atu Prabhu charta sunibe ko rasya Ram lakana sita man basi Ukshma rupa darasya hindekav Kata rupa daralanka jara Ima rupa Padari Asura Sanghari Ramachandra Kekaja Savari Laisa Nivana Lakana Niyaya Shri Raghuvira Harshi Ulalai Raghupati Kinhi Bohat Barai Tumama Priya Hrtai Samabai Sasabhada Tumaroja Saga Asakai Shri Pati Kantalaga Sanakadika Brahma Dimunisa Arada Sharada Sahita Ahisa Yamakubera Digapala Jahante Kabiko Bidakai Sake Kahante Mupakar Sugriva Inkinha Rama Melai Rajapada Dina Tumaro Mantra Vibhishanamana Lankeshwara Baya Sabha Jagajan Yuga Sahasra Jojana Parabhan Ilyotai Madhura Palajan Abhu Mudrika Mele Mukamahi Chela Dilange Gaya Charajanahi Urgama Kaja Jagatke Jete Sugama Anugra Tumare Tete Ram Duare Tumarakavare Gotana Agya Binu Pezar Sab sukhlahe tumhari sharana Mara chak ka hoko dara Aapan tej samharo aape Ino loka hank ten kaampe Put pisashan kat nahi aave Mahavir Javanam sunave Asiroga Hare Sabapir Japata Nirantara Hanumatabir Sankatate Hanuman Churao Anakama Bachan Dana Jola Vapararam Tapasviraja Tina ke kaj sakal tum saj Or manorat jo koe lave Sove amit nirvana palapave chalon purta patuma e purse de jagata ujia sadhu santa ke tumarakova asurane kandana ram dula ashtu siddhino nidike data asavara dina janaki mata ram rasayan tumare pasa sadaraho rupati ke das tumare bhajan ram ko paave janam janam ke dukh bisarave काल रघुबर पुर जाय जहां जन्म हर भक्त काय और देवता चितन दरय हनुमत से सर्व सुख करय संकट कटे मिते सब पीरा जो सुमेरे हनुमत बलबीर जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो गुरुदेव की नाय जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई दही बंदी महासुख होय होया पर हनुमान चलेस होया सिद्धि साकी गणेश लसीदास सदारि छेरा इंदे नाथ हृदय मंदेरा भवन तनय संकट हरन मंगल मूर्ति रूप सियारा राम लखन सीता सहित हृदय बसौ सुरभूप स्यावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम मंगल मूर्ति मारुत नंदन सकल मंगल मूल निकंदन मंगल मूर्ति मारुत नंदन सकल अमंगल मूल निकंदन राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम जय राम जय जय राम हे राम जय राम जय जय राम हे राम जय राम जय जय राम हे राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम हे राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय सियाराम जय बाबा हनुमान संकट मोचन कृपा निधान जय Sitaram ye Baba Hanuman Karuna Sagar Kripa Nidhan. Ram ye Ram ye ye Ram, Ram ye Ram ye ye Ram. Sita Ram ye Sita Ram, Sita Ram ye Sita Ram. Sitaram Jai Sitaram, Sitaram Jai Sitaram. Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Sita Ram Jai Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jai Sita Ram. Sitaram Jai Sitaram, Sitaram Jai Sitaram. Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram.
I'm going to sing the Arti, which I've sung before. I don't know that I ever read the translation to you or not, but I'm going to do that tonight also. This is a chant that's sung to the Guru. And it looks at the Guru as a fully enlightened being, as one with God. The Guru who's out of his kindness and compassion taken charge of our lives. Guru who removes problems from our life and gives us everything that we need to be successful in our spiritual journey. So Jai Jagadish Hare means hail to the Lord of the universe, Jagadish. And we sang this to Maharaji. K.K. Shah taught it to us, and we used to practice it every night when we came home from the temple for being with Maharaji. And we were trying to really learn it, and we wanted to do the first Guru Puja to Maharaji by Westerners. So we're really very intensely learning it. And we planned to surprise him on a Tuesday, which was Hanuman's day, is Hanuman's day. And so we bought all the special things, these little metal plates and special lamps, and we had ghee wicks so we can offer the light to him. Arti is actually, I think, the name of the lamp that in which the light is offered to the guru. And we had arranged for a huge amount of sweets to be brought to the temple on Tuesday to distribute. So on Monday, we're waiting for Maharaja to come out, and he banged the doors open and came out. It was like a kid. And he said, "Sing the arti, sing it now, sing it now." You know, how did he know? No one told him, I guarantee you. But it was like a kid, he couldn't wait. So we ran and got our books, and we just stood around him and we sang to him. And in that moment, after we finished singing, there was such an incredible, deep silence. And Maharaji sat there also perfectly still, which was really unusual because he's always moving and laughing and talking. He was just boom. And in that silence after the arti, from my deepest heart arose the knowing that I was seeing my guru with my own eyes, I knew he was my guru. I've been feeling him for years, even before I came to India after meeting Ram Dass. But this was a deeper level, a whole different level of knowing that he is my guru. A very powerful moment for me. So, hail to the Lord of the universe, who in an instant removes the troubles of devotees and humble people. Meditating on you brings these fruits. Sorrows of the heart are destroyed. Happiness and wealth come to the home, and physical sickness is removed. You are my mother and father. From whom else can I seek refuge? Without you, there's no one. I have no other hope. You are the complete supreme self, the indwelling presence. Beyond Brahma, you are the supreme Lord, the master of all. You're an ocean of compassion, the one who nurtures all. I am the servant. You are the master. Shower your grace on me. You are the unseen one, the Lord of all life. O merciful one, how can I ever find you with my mind so defiled? Brother of the helpless, reliever of sorrows, you are my protector. Raise your hand in blessing. I am lying at your door. O Lord, remove my impurities, take away my sins, Increase my faith and devotion so that I can serve the saints. Hail to the Lord of the universe.
Hare Swami Jai Jagadish Hare Bhakta Janan Ke Sankat Dina Janan Ke Sankat Shaname Durakare Om Jai Jagadish Hare Chodhyave Pallapave Dukkha Binase Mannaka Dukkha Binase Mannaka Sukha Sampatti Gara Ave Sukha Sampatti Tigara ave kashtamite tanaka Om Jai Jagadish Hare Mata Pita Tuma Mere Sharana Gahuna Kisaki Sharana Gahuna Kisaki Tum bina aur na duja Tum bina aur na duja Aashakaron jisaki Om Jai Jagadish Hare Tum karuna ke saga Tum palan karta, tum palan karta, main sevak tum swami, main sevak tum swami, kripa karo bharta, Om Jai Jagadish Hare. Tuma purana paramatma tuma antarayami tuma antarayami parabrahma parameshwar parabrahma parameshwar tuma sabke swami Om Jai Jagadish Hare Tuma ho ek agochar Sabke pranapati Sabke pranapati Kisa vidhi milun dayamai Kisa vidhi milun Daya Maya Tumako Me Kumati Om Jai Jagadish Hare Dina Bandhu Dukkha Harta Tuma Rakshak Mere Tuma Rakshak Mere अपने हाथ उठाओ अपने हाथ उठाओ पार परा तेरे ओम जय जगदीश हरे विषय विकार मिटाओ पाप हरो देवा Swami Papa Haro Deva Shraddha Bhakti भक्ति बढ़ाओ श्रद्धा भक्ति बढ़ाओ संतन की सेवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे प्रभु जय जगदीश हरे भक्त जनन के संकट दीन जनन के संकट क्षण में दूर करे ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओम जय जगदीश हरे सियावर रामचंद्र की जय श्री पवन सुत हनुमान की जय श्री उमापति महादेव की जय श्री वृंदावन बांके बिहारी लाल श्री कृष्ण बलदेव भगवान की जय श्री श्री विंध्यवासिनी दुर्ग देवी सिद्धि माँ की जय श्री 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 भवनीम करोल संत महाराज की जय If we know anything about a path at all, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, be happy, that all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and at ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste. Take good care, be safe, and see you again. Ram Ram.